Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me is Zweli Dlamini, the spokesperson at Ekurhuleni Metropolitan Municipality. Good morning and season's greetings to you. What are our local bylaws that we need to be aware of?
Good morning, Cathy, and the listeners, and thanks for the opportunity. I think the most critical issue that we need to understand is that there cannot be a government that does not govern the issue of disturbance of peace. So under Section 42.2 of the municipal bylaws, we do have that clause that talks to the disturbance of peace. And during this time of the year, we know generally that a lot of people are excited, a lot of people tend to fireworks for excitement and so on. But the way that is actually conducted, it must not be done outside the confines of the law. In line with Gauteng Noise Control Regulations of 1999, Regulation 9B, it does prescribe exactly what needs to happen and what must not happen.
Okay. When I see that you can issue a 1,000 rand spot fine for endangering public safety or using fireworks incorrectly, I mean, what does that actually mean?
I think what needs to be understood here, Cathy, is that one, you cannot just operate the rules in terms of the discharge of fireworks, operating of fireworks in the country are very clear. Mm-hmm. There are do's and don'ts. For instance, businesses cannot just sell fireworks without having applied through the SAPS, explosives units.
Okay.
You see, fireworks may not be set off in any public space, including parks, pavements, streets, restaurants, and shopping malls. It's clear on that. It is also unlawful to point a firework at any other person, animal, building, or vehicle. This strictly to ensure that we protect property, we protect our animals, and we protect our people. Then there's the issue of businesses selling fireworks without the necessary certification will be fined 2,500 rands. We are breaking the law. So there must be a punitive measure. So it goes, it's the same with the person who's discharging these fireworks in contravention of these particular bylaws and the acts that is in place. There must be punitive measures for people who do that, because you can't just say to people, you are not allowed to do 1, 2, 3, 4, and when you catch them doing it, then there is no punitive measure. You are basically playing with marbles. So what you want as a government is you want to say to our people, we are not fighting anyone. We are saying you can visit the bylaws, see for yourself what can be done. That's why we went public, by the way, and issued public statements and notices and adverts and stuff like that, detailing exactly what needs to happen with the issue of operating fireworks or discharging fireworks. Hmm. So now we are in the era where we now say, let's work together. Let's do it within the confines of the year. Everyone wants to be excited. We are breaking into the new year in a few hours' time. We do not want to get into the new year having someone injured or having traumatized the animals, especially domesticated animals like dogs. That's why you would have seen the SPCA issuing some communication that says pet owners are actually directed or advised to keep them indoors with themselves so that they are not traumatized and they go astray. So we are basically trying to make sure that people stick to the law. We all enter into the festive mode or into the new year in a rather peaceful mode and with no injuries or no unnecessary incidents where we'd have lost property or you lost a limb or someone would have died in the process because someone just became silly. So that's why we're saying the Metropolis, working with the SAPS and the disaster management team or emergency services team of the city, they are on high alert to be able to deal with any complaint that is received about the carelessness in terms of the discharging of fireworks. Furthermore,
but it's also alcohol, it's lots of different things as well, you know, public drinking, all of those kind of bylaws, right?
Yeah, so what we're also going to, that's why I was going, Kate, I wanted to say we are busy right now visiting Shibins, spaza shops, and also shops generally that will loot food to deal with the issue of food poisoning that we would have seen late in the year. And then we're also going to be dealing with the issue of selling of alcohol without licenses or permits, because alcohol abuse tends to become the propeller of all these things that happened that are silly during the festive period. So we want to make it a point that boots are on the ground, law enforcement happens, alcohol, trading in alcohol without a license will be dealt with. Food poisoning issues are being dealt with, like selling food that is expired. But critically, it's the issue of fireworks, because the excitement is around the fireworks and the alcohol during this time.
Right.
But our guys are ready for any eventuality on those issues.
Zweli, that is where we leave it. I wish you and yours, I wish you safety, security, and all the best for 2025.
Thank you. Same to you and your listeners, Kathy.
Thank you so much. Have a one. I mean, isn't that, how's that man's voice?